The struggle continues as long as there is oppression, as long as there is injustice anywhere. I believe it was Martin Luther King Jr. who said, as long as any person is oppressed, none of us are free. Our next speaker is Jonah Gokova, who is from Zimbabwe. He is coordinator of the Ecumenical Support Services, and he's chair of the Zimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development. Please welcome Jonah.
I would like to start by thanking the organizers of this forum for giving us, people from the South, the platform to share our experiences of what the World Bank and the IMF mean to us. I would also want to thank you all for sitting patiently and listening to these stories that are so important to us, because as they have been related, you will also begin to notice that talking about the policies of the Bretton Woods institutions is also an emotional experience for us, because it involves even death. So you will understand us when we begin to shout that we want, or rather we're calling for, the shutting down of the Bretton Woods institutions. We hope you will join us when we make that call for the closing down of the Bretton Woods institutions. The reason why we do this is that we have seen people losing their jobs en masse. We have seen people unable to send their kids to hospitals and to schools. In Zimbabwe now, we have had this economic structure adjustment program for the last, since 1991. For most of us, we now talk about visiting a health facility only when the disease that you have is life-threatening. Since the arrival of the Bretton Woods institutions and the introduction of their policies in our country, we have seen the deterioration of the health delivery system in our country. We have seen the deterioration of the education system and infrastructure in our country. What we have also witnessed as Zimbabweans is, and this is really a mockery, a very gradual and systematic weakening of our own government. And we've also started even witnessing the existence within the country of a very unpopular government. We have had problems that are of our own, but also I think the major part of the crisis that we have can be traced back into the Bretton Woods institution's policies. We are saying we need change. And we are beginning to be very open about this, because we are not only now talking about the cancellation of third world debts in a very, very ambiguous way. What we are beginning to call for is also the shift from policies that are influenced by international capital. We are beginning to say that our experience of capitalism is one that is of sickness and death. And that we need to move on to discover ways in which we can develop systems that are responsive to people's needs and policies that are inclusive rather than exclusive. What we've also witnessed is a very systematic move, or rather shift, of wealth from the poor to the rich. There was a time in Zimbabwe when we were talking about a very strong middle class. But now, that class that we call middle class is completely gone. What we have now is simply a society where you have two classes, the rich and the poor. And we have also witnessed the shift of, I said, wealth, but also of power from the bottom, and it's been concentrated to the top. But even at the top, we are beginning to discover that the problem that we are getting into now is that the decisions that we should be making as a nation can no longer be made without any reference to what the Bretton Woods institutions will say. So we have to go to them and ask for permission to build a dam for our people, for instance, or to construct a road, or and so on and so forth. We are beginning to see the shifting of power again from structures that are supposed to be accountable to institutions that are unaccountable. And when we get to that, then we are beginning to say to ourselves that it's not a struggle that we cannot fight on our own. It is a struggle where we need to develop very strong links with you people who are sitting and listening to our stories today. As a result of structural adjustment programs that are implemented in these different countries and different experiences that are represented here, we are beginning to feel that we are very, very weak as a people, that our organizations are weak, that our citizens are weak, that our states and even our parliaments are becoming weak and less powerful. But these institutions are allowed to accumulate more and more power, more and more control, even of our own resources. And we are saying, this is unacceptable. It is unacceptable for us to have a situation whereby losers are being created. And these are individuals, these are groups, these are even regions or countries. And we are beginning to feel more and more that unless we do something, we will be losers. And this is why we are here in Washington at the occasion of the AGM of the IMF and World Bank to fight this struggle jointly with you. And that is why it was so important also for us to sing that song, "We Shall Overcome." But I think the challenge for us, and I must conclude by this, is that we should not only meet and talk to each other when there is a World Bank IMF meeting taking place in Washington. But I think the challenge for us is that we should take advantage of such meetings so that we can begin to talk to each other, so that we can begin to continue to relate the stories that we are sharing with you today, in the hope that the more people we bring into this struggle, the more voices we add into this struggle, the more we are likely to achieve freedom for the oppressed, the more we are likely to begin to create a world in which all of us can be participants, all of us can be winners, and that only the Bretton Woods institutions and similar institutions I also have in mind the various big corporations that are also behind these institutions will become the losers. We have a struggle to fight. I hope that we will take on the challenge. But what we are saying in... did I say I was concluding? In conclusion, again, we have sometimes problems in terms of how we use words, and of course words have their various meanings. We in the South are calling for the unconditional, immediate and total cancellation of the debt. We are calling for the immediate termination of the conditions attached to all the international designed debt relief mechanisms to try this to further economic adjustment. We are also calling for the scrapping of the HIPC initiative. And I think this is the call that we hope you concerned people in the North will also join us in making during the next few days that we are here in Washington. Thank you.